Welcome back to AutoZone Park here in downtown Memphis. It's Jeff Hembach with you. Sounds on Deck presented by Pepsi. And today the Sounds and Redbirds play Game 5 in their six-game series. And we're joined by last night's Game 2 starter and winner, Tobias Myers. And Tobias, you're off to what looks like a pretty good start so far this year, especially these last couple of outings. How have you felt relative to what the results have shown?
Oh, thank you for having me. I felt pretty good. You know, I had a pretty good camp. It was a camp where I had a really good idea where I was headed to, so I was able to kind of work on things in camp. And I think that put me in a pretty good spot to start the year. Being able to execute most of my pitches for the most part is usually my biggest fight, is just being able to execute the pitches. So I think and I got out to spring training January 15th, 20th, so I was out there for a good amount of time. So it was nice to be out there and just working on my stuff.
You've piled up some strikeouts in the last couple of starts, and that's not new given the season you had last year and the strikeout total. So I'm sure you've talked about it plenty over the last couple of years. But what I noticed is that the St. Paul outing on the last homestand, it felt like the four-seam fastball, like that night was sort of the pitch. Last night it felt like more of the cutter-curveball combination. How would you describe where you feel your arsenal is and the outcome of the strikeout from those pitches?
Right. I think a lot of people know me as a four-seam fastball guy, so I think that's where I get most of my success. But long season, a lot of games, playing a lot of the teams multiple times, like to switch it up, which that's when the five pitches usually help me out. So, yeah, last night was kind of a quiet night in the stadium, not a lot of adrenaline, so kind of just went after them the way I thought I should have, just mixed my pitches up. And I know me having a pretty good heater, they're a good – fastball hitting team, so I knew they were going to be ready for the heater. Not meaning I can't throw it, but just being able to mix in other pitches really helped me out.
One thing I've noticed too is, you know, most guys have a 3 to 4 miles per hour range within their fastball. That St. Paul outing, you went from 89 to 97, all within just the four-seam fastball. How intentional is that range and velo for you?
I think it's just kind of the moment, right? Whenever the moment gets a little bigger, I get a little bit more adrenaline and comes out a little better. It'd be nice to keep it in the smaller range towards the higher end, but, you know, the body's different every day, so just trying to compete and give it all I got every night.
Well, I feel like it almost gives you two pitches within one pitch.
Right. So that's one thing I like to do. I don't like to give away too many secrets, but I like to have a couple fastballs,
sure.
You know, not just – one that kind of sits in the same velocity range, but early in the game, I like to just pound the zone, and then later in the game when I'm feeling a little better, game's cruising along, I'm feeling good, I'll ramp it up a little bit.
You know, the other part of some of these strikeouts that I've noticed, especially that St. Paul outing, most of them are in the zone. You're getting swing and miss in the zone, not necessarily fooling them with pitches that fall out of the zone. What does that tell you, especially about the fastball, when you get the swing and miss in the zone?
It tells me that I can keep throwing it. And, I just know moving up to the next level, you got to be in the zone. And that's a big thing that we work on here in the Brewers organization, is getting swing and misses in the zone. Mm-hmm. So that's it's a really good sign. I mean, it feels really good when you're out there and you throw a pitch and you're kind of like, and then they swing and miss. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, okay, it's playing a little better than it usually does. So.
Yeah.
It's nice, though, knowing that. So whenever you go up to the next level, you can just keep doing the same thing, pounding the zone.
I want to go back and then work forward. 2022, we saw you as an opponent a couple of times as you changed a few organizations that year. What did you learn in that year where you're bouncing around? And I'm sure it carried a good combination of frustration and then immediate optimism to go somewhere else.
Right. You learn that all you can do is do what you can do. All you can do is go out there and compete and give it all you can that night. And that year I did a lot of thinking, which was – didn't do me well. I was thinking about what the future looked like. I was thinking about what's going to happen. I was thinking about where am I going next. I think once I got into the mindset of, okay, I'm right here, I'm going to pitch here today, and this is where my feet are, that's when the good results started to come. And that's kind of what I've taken from that situation, is just being where your feet are and not getting too caught up in what can happen and what will happen.
And last year you signed with the Brewers, you were at Biloxi 99% of the year. You'd been at AAA, so I'm sure there's those moments of like, I should be at the next level, but you pitched as though you were where your feet were.
Right, a little bit in the beginning of the year, which kind of struggled a little bit. I saw a new ball. I was kind of going through those things you just talked about, kind of wanting to be somewhere else. And then I went home for the All-Star break, which is the first time I ever went home for All-Star break, which was nice, and kind of just reset everything. And we went back to the older balls, the regular Major League Baseballs, which helped out a lot. Mm-hmm. But yeah, from the All-Star break on, I kind of just accepted this is where I am, and I can't say things to get me out of here. I need to pitch well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of what switched in my head. Same thing this year, being here, everybody wants to be in the big leagues, but you know, you just got to be where your feet are, and that's when the guys have the success. Mm-hmm. Is when they're where their feet are, they're competing, and they're not getting too caught up in what can happen.
Mm-hmm. It's been fun to watch so far. Best of luck keeping it going.
Thank you so much.
All right, right-hander Tobias Myers, this has been Sounds on Deck, presented by Pepsi. Stay tuned. The lineups and first pitch are coming up next.